The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to Symmetry. Listen, close your eyes, grow, and enrich your soul with me on this journey of manifesting. I'm your host, Salamander. Welcome to this week's podcast. Each week we have a certain theme. And this week's theme is attracting healthy relationships. Now, this week, I'm touching on both romantic and platonic. And each week, we do have an affirmation to do throughout the week. And this time, instead of one, I have two. So this love one, if you're looking for a more romantic relationship, is I am open and ready to find true love. And then a platonic for a friendship one is I am attracting, trusting, and loving relationships. Now, the reason why I wanted to do both platonic and romantic is because I have experience with attracting my own romantic partner. And this is kind of the moment of clarity for me that I am not crazy and that what I am doing is working. And so when I was going through a hard time with one of my breakups, I just was in a low spot and needed something to lift me up and give me hope that there is someone out there that's gonna love me for me and who's gonna treat me well and be a nice guy. And it's so cheesy, but I just kept thinking in my head, I just want a nice guy every time. And it wasn't like intentional, it was just I was doing it to cheer myself up. And I made a list of all the qualities that I wanted, and I repeated that every day for a very long time. And it's very funny because I have a celebrity crush that's from Canada, and I would look at him and be like, wow, what it would be like to have someone that's from Canada. And it was just crazy when I ended up asking him where he's from, and he said, I'm from Canada. And I just totally was like, okay, yeah, this definitely isn't a coincidence. And all the qualities that I'd written down, it seemed to line up with who he was. And he's probably the most healthy relationship I've ever had. And I am so thankful for him. And even though I talk about, how I was longing and thinking about him every day, I was also practicing my own self-love. I was distancing myself from hooking up with anyone or jumping into a relationship because I knew I wasn't ready for that. And I feel like if you want something that lasts longer, that's a long-lasting relationship, you need to take the time for yourself to figure out what you want in a relationship and how are you gonna get there. And so what is self-love? So I interpret self-love, the term is kind of cheesy to me, self-love, but I like to just call loving yourself, but it's embracing who you are and what your values are, what your attitudes are, just who you are as a person. Now, I've grown a lot with my own self-love. I used to be very, very hard on myself. I did not love myself for a very long time. And I feel like I finally come to that stage in my life where I feel more love for myself. And I wanted to talk about what does come with loving yourself? What are the benefits? So according to Dr. Elizabeth Jerquin, I don't know if I said that right. Accepting yourself and managing your well-being is associated with decreased symptoms of stress, anxiety, and depression. She says that self-love leads to better happiness, self-acceptance, self-esteem, self-awareness, and self-forgiveness. And that right there, I totally agree with. Those things have happened to me. I feel way happier and accept myself and am more self-aware of my own traumas and my own boo-boos. I've worked through, I've had to sit with myself and figure out, you know, this is a thing that I get vulnerable with that touches on me. And sometimes that's, I feel like that's really important to know in a relationship, because if you don't know those things, it can get messy and you could think, oh, it's that person. But sometimes I know it sounds silly, but sometimes it is you. Sometimes you have your own issues that you're going through, and if you keep ignoring them, it's not going to change. Even with like affirmations, yeah, it'll help, but you also have to do your own self-work. And I feel like that's what's gotten me to today, of having better relationships in my life. And even going through things right now that I'm like, you know, I don't want this in my life anymore. It's not serving me, and it's hard, but you'll get through it. And according to Jocelyn Solis Moriah, research suggests taking care of yourself makes you more empathetic to other people. Dr. Jarquin adds that empathy comes from showing compassion and patience, but it's hard to do so when you have little empathy for yourself. When you treat yourself with kindness, the practice extends to how you treat others. Now, I thought this was very interesting, because I think this is true to some extent. If you can't love yourself, how are you expecting to have someone else love you? If that makes sense. Like, how are you, if you don't love yourself, it's going to make it harder for to accept love from other people. And how do you practice self-love is the question. And so here's a big thing that has helped me, that I've repeated a lot, but don't think about the past. And it's a big one, because in my life, I have people in my life that focus way too much on the past, and including myself, I focused way too much on the past, and it only led to suffering for me. And some people that I know that haven't let go of the past and are still in that place, and they're only suffering. So the only thing you can do about the past is just think it through and learn from it. And don't beat yourself. Don't judge yourself. Just look at it at a distance, pretending like it's not yourself. It really helps for me, distancing, looking from the outside, because we are all our most toughest critics. And also keeping a journal, a gratitude journal. Now, I use a journal mainly to write down my feelings. If you're feeling very just suffocated in your own emotions, and you are overthinking and you're stressed, writing down your emotions really helps release stress. And when you can also write down things that you are grateful for, it does help you get back in that mindset of being happy and positive. Give yourself give yourself compliments. And now I know this one is like a hard one for a lot of people to do, because when you're so in that place of not feeling good enough or feeling just comparing yourself to other people, it's hard to find those times. But ways you can do this is just randomly throughout the day, maybe be like, oh, hey, like, I like how my hair's looking right now, or I love my outfit today. And I have done these things and it has boosted for sure my confidence. But of course, just because everybody makes it seem like self-love is such an easy journey, but it is pretty hard. They make it just this huge aesthetic looking thing, but it's hard. But you can do it. And then if you're too shy, maybe if you're like, oh, I don't know, like, I don't know if I could compliment yourself, you could always just get post-it notes and write whatever on them and put them on your mirror when you look in the mirror for the day getting ready and say, like, for example, I am beautiful, I am resilient, I am confident, whatever you want to write on them and put it on the mirror. And then this one, like, those things, I don't know, I've been able to compliment myself more, and I feel like it's definitely a big one that's helped for sure. And then this one I have not completely mastered. I feel like this one is the hardest one to do, is to talk to yourself like a friend. Now, the way you think about it is, if you think about all the things you say to yourself in your head and how much you judge yourself, would you say that to your friend? No, of course not. Would anyone say that to anyone? No, of course not. You know, practicing mindfulness. This is what this whole podcast is about. It's about practicing mindfulness. And mindfulness has helped me get out of sad, dramatic times in my life. And I really encourage it. And last but not least, these last two, is celebrate the little wins. You know, like, maybe you got like an A on an essay, be like, woo, I did it. I'm so proud of myself. Again, with the whole compliments thing. It's just, it's good to celebrate the little wins, because I know for me, I put a lot of expectations on myself. And I've, over time, I've been able to cut those habits. But from time to time, it does come up. But you gotta just kind of breathe and realize, you know, it's only, there's no point in beating yourself up so much, in that you got this. And if you need to take a break, just take a little break. If you're stressed, just lay down or take a shower or listen to music. And by celebrating the little wins, it helps you feel more confident in yourself and be like, wow, like, I did that. I really did that. And last but not least, I keep saying most important, but it's just all of these are just important to help, but is limit your time on social media. I cannot stress this enough. I've gone down that rabbit hole. I'm pretty sure everyone's gone down that rabbit hole of looking on Instagram and seeing these girls that look gorgeous. They have the most aesthetic looking outfits in the world. And they're posing and they just look like a model. And then you start comparing yourself about how, oh my gosh, I should look like that. When you realize, wait, these people are probably just as insecure as everyone else is. That's what you gotta remember. Because you can get so caught up in how perfect these people look, but they're just like everyone else. They have the same insecurities. And if anything, some of them cover it up by doing Photoshop. like the Kardashians and the Jenners, they're doing that all the time. And so it's important to remember that some of this is fake. So, same with filters. Like, you know, on when you're taking photos of yourself, try to limit filters. Because I've noticed, I got this tip from a TikToker, Spencer, and she's all about self-love. She's really great, so if you want to check her out. But she talked about how what helped her was by taking off filters, and I totally agree with that, because at some point I don't know. I stopped doing filters because I was also taking care of my skin. I found confidence in doing skincare, and I love skincare. I'm obsessed with it now, and it's like one of my hobbies. And I've realized ever since I've taken care of my skin, I don't wear makeup anymore. I don't feel the need to, and realize the reason why I even wore makeup was to cover up my acne because of my own insecurities of having acne and everything. But now I barely wear makeup, and if I do, it's for special occasions. Of course, everybody has their preferences, though. Makeup, anyone can wear makeup, but for me, I just stopped. So anyway, that's all I have for today. Love on yourself. Take a break. Watch your favorite movie. Watch your favorite TV show. I know finals are coming up for lots of people, so just take a deep breath, and you got this. All right. Bye.